Now then, happy St. Patrick's Day to any of our Irish listeners this afternoon, and to my next guest as well, a well-known comedian who's presented Fame Academy and Sport Relief, as well as appearing on shows like Mock the Week. He's also 100% a passionate Irishman as well, Patrick Keelty. Patrick, you're very welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Have you slightly slipped into a Terry Wogan voice there just because it's St. Paddy's Day? Have you gone into the old?
It's always a temptation.
The old Wogan.
It's always a temptation.
The glass of the old black stuff. Here he is, the old Patrick Keelty.
Exactly right. Hey, it's a massive event this you've got. We're jealous here. We have St. David's Day ourselves, but we can't get up to your level celebration.
You see, this is the thing.
Yeah.
See, you know, St. Paddy's Day is like a dog at Christmas. It's not just one day. It's for life. And Irish people, we want to spread the love. It's not just our day. Obviously, for somebody like me,
yes,
you know, who Jack and Mary Keelty, when they decided, you know, to have a little baby and name him Paddy 40 years ago, I didn't realise the joy that would bring me,
no,
having a day named after me.
Exactly right.
Fine Welshman that he was. So what he did was, St. Yeah. Patrick left Wales,
yes,
came to Ireland, brought us Christianity, drove all the snakes out of Ireland.
Exactly right.
And I think it's only fitting for a man that brought Christianity and dispersed with reptiles that we put on a plastic hat and drink a pint of Guinness in his honour. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. I've had the great pleasure of being in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. Let me tell you, the best one of all was when Ireland were playing Wales in Cardiff.
Get in.
And thousands of Welshmen took advantage of empty aeroplanes going back from Cardiff to Dublin for a cheap ride. And when they got there, they were packed and watching the game, which was in Cardiff, but they were watching it in Dublin.
You see, now that is blue sky thinking. That is the type of thinking that we need for today.
Exactly right.
Because an Englishman would never have thought that up.
No, you're right.
An Englishman would be too pessimistic in his own mind. He would have thought to himself, but what if we can't get a flight back? Whereas the Celtic mind, which expands and creates joy, decides, we'll go. And if we don't get back, so what?
Absolutely right. Nothing is insurmountable, because in a pub in Dublin, I went through the door and there were eight between me and the bar. And the barman was standing on the bar, or one of them was, and he shouted out, what are you having? And I shouted out, I'll have a Guinness. So the money went through eight pairs of hands towards the bar. The change came back through eight pairs of hands and the Guinness came back later.
Now I love the fact that you're describing a transaction in a bar almost like a sixth phase of a rugby game. And there goes the money. It's going out to the left-hand side.
Yes.
Oh, they've reversed it. Here comes the pint.
No, is it a knock-on?
No,
he saved it.
It's a knock-on. Oh, he's got it in his hand. It's a conversion. He's gone for the drop drink.
Yeah, he's converted it into euros. There we go. Oh, no. It was amazing. Absolutely. And I also tell you, I was in Cove on one occasion, on the St. Patrick's Day as well.
Yes.
And we might as well mention it. Murphy's Stout were sponsoring anyone who wanted to try and get into the Guinness Book of Records for the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade.
You see, only in Ireland, only in Ireland can a rival brand of stout sponsor people to get into the Guinness Book of Records. And we don't have a problem with that. You see, that's a level of optimism that we have. Ireland, currently the most bankrupt country in the world.
Yes.
People are sitting in Dublin tonight with pints of Guinness going, Jesus, remember the time we tried to buy the world? Do you remember the time we remortgaged the house and we tried to buy the world? And somebody will turn around and say, ah, Jesus, weren't we awful idiots? And it's a state of mind.
It is. Well, actually, research out today suggests that British men find it hard to be friendly.
Mm.
But the Celts are definitely friendly. And Ireland, I suppose, we Welsh are pretty friendly, pretty nosy on a friendly level. But the Irish have this sort of warmth about them as well, which gives them the edge, or gives you the edge.
Okay, here's the thing. Yeah. Guinness have done this study today which says that 60% of British men feel grumpy and unfriendly at this time of year.
Right.
However, what I would suggest, and I'm only going to share this with you,
right,
because I'm in London and I've got English men on the other side of the glass, but
right,
obviously talking to a fellow Celt, clearly this study has taken place in London,
yes,
maybe last week after Ireland beat England in the cricket.
That's right.
I would imagine that in Scotland, in Wales and in Ireland, we are perfectly happy with the way things are shaping up. And the fact that we're all Celts, the fact that St. Patrick came from Wales, went to Ireland,
yes,
I would imagine that we're going to have quite a dandy time.
Indeed.
I sense optimism from you. I don't sense pessimism.
No, I sense optimism. You do. You're right in sensing optimism from me, because next weekend we're relying on you.
Yes.
We're relying on you now because of the international sort of, you know, Grand Slam and Championship and so on.
To be honest with you, yeah. You know, after you know, Ireland is... I don't mean... I should be coming on here and continuing my optimistic theme.
Yes.
But the thing is now that Ireland's not a rugby country anymore. We're the home of world cricket.
Yeah. And after just the one win, you're exactly like the Welsh.
You see?
we can be beaten by anyone. If we beat England, it's a marvellous season.
You see? Exactly. Yeah. And so now that rugby is kind of only, you know, a third or a fourth sport in Ireland, you know, I don't know. I can suggest we'll give it our best shot.
That's very kind of you.
But, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll think of you as I pass Banwen. It's a small village on a ridge between the Neath Valley and the Swansea Valley. And
yes.
There's a stone there which says, St. Patrick was born here.
Now, you see, this is great. What is the name of this? This is information I need, because whenever I'm in the pub later on...
Yeah, Banwen. B-A-N-W-E-N.
Banwen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the great thing about St. Patrick was...
Yeah.
You know, and this is where Irish optimism again. You know, St. Patrick... drove all the snakes out of Ireland, and what did they do a few hundred years later? They set up a zoo in Dublin and they brought them all back. So people, yeah. If St. Patrick was living today in a pub in Dublin, people would be saying, oh, Jesus, remember the time Patrick tried to throw the snakes out of Ireland? And sure, Jesus didn't. They set the zoo up and bring them all back. So, yeah. So you know, it's only the ingenuity of a Welsh man that could have done that.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Oh, well, listen, it's been wonderful talking to you. You enjoy the day. Oh, how will you be celebrating?
I am invited to a black tie function later tonight.
All right.
I think that's because with my blonde hair, they want to make me look like a pint of Guinness. And if anybody wants to, you know, if anybody wants to get involved, you know, lift me up and toast me, I'm available for that.
Well, in the hair, you should have some design. A woman come along and put her shamrock in it, just like they do in the froth on the Guinness as well. Hey, listen, it's been marvellous. You have a great St. Patrick's
Look,
Day.
We will do our best for you next week. I can promise you that.
Thank you. I will quote you on that.
Godspeed. Godspeed.
And you too. But not if it's a policeman about. Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
Bye-bye.